Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending upon where you are in the world. This is Tom Capone, Executive Director of the NYDLA, and we have another session of Coffee in the Clouds. Today we have Eric Leininger from Patent Dive, patentdive.com, a patent application for the modern inventor. Design patent applications made easy. Complete your submission-ready design patent application with a simple online program. Our application builder guides you through each step of a design patent application, giving instructions and answering questions along the way. Professional, practical, and easy design patents in under an hour. Eric, welcome to Coffee in the Clouds.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me.
So, Eric, I mean, let's get started. So, in your own words, what is Patent Dive?
So, what Patent Dive does is it sort of tries to help demystify the patent process for entrepreneurs. Typically, the patents are a scary process, in order to do it right, people go through patent attorneys or try and do it themselves, and that costs a lot of money. And what Patent Dive does is it tries to break down the patent process through software, so people can understand a lot about what they're doing and also get their patents prepared very quickly.
So how did it come about? How did Patent Dive come about?
Well, I was a researcher at Tulane University. I got my PhD in neuroscience, but I've always been one of these idea guys who's sort of has like a notebook full of ideas, and I'm like, oh, I just had another good one. Can I, like, you know, somehow take advantage of this? And so one day I decided to quit. I was a postdoc at Tulane, and I was like, well, I got to try out this inventing thing. You know, I'm getting older or whatever. And so I went and sort of paid for a patent to apply on that I worked on a project with about distributed learning. And it cost a lot of money. And I was like, wow, if I wanted to pursue all of these patents that or these list of ideas that I have, it would cost me like $1 million, right? And so I went and took the patent bar, which allows someone who is not an attorney to prosecute patent applications at the patent office. Basically, you have to pass the same test as the patent attorneys. So I did that, and then I started a little practice where I started representing people getting their patents and getting patents for people. And during that process, I sort of realized that there's a lot of efficiencies that can be created in the information transfer realm. Where we are right now with Patent Dive is some of those efficiencies have been translated into our design patent application, and really what we're doing is helping people with 3D models get their design patents filed very quickly by leveraging the 3D models to create the drawings in the design patent.
Wow. This is pretty cool. Now, we met you at the Collision Conference in New Orleans a week or two ago, if I remember correctly. That's correct, right?
That's right, yep.
Yeah. Now, there were about 11,000 people attending Collision in New Orleans. Just this last Friday, we had Propeller here in New York City, which had about 7,000 people. But, you know, same type of crowd, same type of people, entrepreneurs, innovators, people working in incubators, people that are, you know, they're the next Facebook, right? They're the next
right,
Uber
right.
And Airbnb. Intellectual property, you know, patents, trademarks, copyrights, et cetera. I mean, this is the new world that we live in.
Yep.
Who is your competition, if anybody? Is it the law firm? I mean, who do we define as you know, your competitor?
Well, I guess there's a couple different things here. So our competitors are what's weird is that our, you know, we have, I guess traditionally we think of law firms as our competitor, but we're actually working with law firms right now. And, you know, so the idea there is that the hard part about doing patents is actually the preparation for that, like getting the information out of someone's head. That's a very difficult process that costs a lot of money, and that's what Patent Dive really focuses on right there. I think there are definitely some products out there that that leverage the efficiencies in patents through, you know, automation, software, and things like that. They're mostly concentrated on the attorney markets, and they've been around for a number of years. But traditionally, patent attorneys have, you know, they're one of the last to adopt new technologies. But, you know, a lot of patent firms are finding these days that the fees that they charge are flat fees that they have to charge their customers. And so they're looking for a lot of efficiencies now. And we've talked to a bunch of law firms in D.C. Recently that are very, very interested in any software that can help speed up their process. So I think what we're doing is sort of maybe we're at the right position where we're meeting a lot of new inventors are coming up because of these new technologies, and a lot of patent attorneys who are trying to make connections to them. And that's, we're trying to form that bridge with our company.
Got it. Now, I'm looking at your website right now, patentdive.com, and one of the things that jumped off the page for me is you've got a page here that talks about a professional 3D network, connect with 3D printing, modeling, and scanning. Talk to me about this. Why is 3D printing taking up space here on your website?
Great question. So what we're finding out these days is that, you know, if you're an inventor and you have an idea, what do you do? Like, it's a really sort of scary thing that happens because you're like, oh, my gosh, I can make, like, so much money off this thing. And then you're like, do I tell people? I'm worried about it. What do I do, right? So you can sort of tell your friends and you sort of get validation for that idea and you begin to get more comfortable, or you can try and start a business, which takes a lot of capital, or you can go and try and get patents. And so traditionally people would go to patent attorneys, or they see InventHelp or one of these type places, which sort of give you like an all-in-one package of trying to do your thing, but really doesn't concentrate as hardly on some of the intellectual property stuff. And then now they're going to 3D printers and prototypers where all over the country, because of 3D printing, a lot of ex-engineers are coming out of these companies, these big Boeing and places like that, and they're starting these small businesses where they're helping people design and build products. And this is sort of where the new inventors are going, and we're going in there and saying, hey, come to us with your invention idea, and then we'll redirect to people to help you build it, and then when you're done, when you want to go to market, come back to our site, and we can help you do it very, very quickly. And so this is sort of the relationship that we're building with 3D printers, you know, in a couple of different cities right now, and we'll be expanding pretty soon.
Wow. Now, how long has patentdive.com been up and operational?
I think we did a soft launch about 6 months ago, and then we just sort of began to accept outside customers. We're still in a beta phase right now. So it's beta.patentdive.com is to go into the app. But it's been about 2 months since we sort of opened up the gates to started marketing to outside people.
I see. So, again, we met you at Collision. There were about 11,000 people there. We just had Propeller, which had 7,000 people there. Who are you targeting? Who in that audience were you wishing was going to come by the booth? Who are you targeting, and who are you looking to interface with for the rest of 2016?
Well, I mean, we're targeting everyone who, you know, there's a couple different reasons why people avoid the patent process. One is cost. One is impatience with just the whole process of sitting down and going through this sort of, this thing in which you bring a product to market and you don't get patent protection. You know, sometimes that's not a very good idea. Especially if it's successful, because you've already proven your business model and now you don't have protection for it. And then it's just really anyone who has this sort of thing in their head about patents are both awesome, right, because I could get someone with a patent, but then also people who want to sort of demystify that process and sort of become empowered with some knowledge and software to help them through that process. And I think that's a lot of people. Because I think if you can get the cost down just a little bit and you give people a little bit more education, that you can get a lot more people into the system. And if you get a lot more people into the system right there, then you really have entrepreneurs that are empowered by some protection. And I think that that's sort of very important. So that's sort of who we're targeting, I would say.
So, you know, we don't know who the next Airbnb or the next Uber or the next Netflix or the next anybody is. I mean, it could be the folks that we just met at Collision. It could be anything. At what point does the entrepreneur or the inventor, when they have an idea for something, you know, what's the right time to engage with somebody like you or to start thinking about, you know, patents?
That's a really good question. It's right when when you have that feeling of paranoia, right, that's the part where you actually – that's a good feeling because that's the part when you you know you actually have a good idea. And so we're – that – because at that particular point, you don't want to tell anyone else about what you're doing. There's something called a public bar where if you tell other people out there about your invention, you can actually start a clock which would prevent you from getting your patent. And that's a rule that no one really knows. And so it's sort of important the second where if you're a business person and you want to go pitch a product or you want to go overseas or you want to send it to manufacturer, get something in patent-wise first. It's a really smart business move to do at that particular time point. And if it's just an idea, there's something called a provisional patent application that you can approach and you can come talk to us about it or different attorneys and things like that. But it's really about getting your idea in and then locking it down for later so you can bring it out to the world. So all you really want to do is just say, if I have to tell the world about what I'm doing in order to get data to see whether or not it's good, probably file a patent first because you can sort of cause problems for yourself down the line. And that's something that no one really knows, which is a, sort of a very interesting thing, even with all the entrepreneurs out there.
Got it. Yeah, I've had my own personal experience on patents, and they were all bad, where... You know, spent a lot of money and have nothing to show for it except big legal bills. So I can feel the pain. It sounds like you got yourself a disruptive business here. That's what it sounds like. Go ahead.
I hope so. It's like, you know, we're funded by the National Science Foundation. We have an STTR grant with Xavier University down here, and what this grant is largely about is education. What we're trying to do is just lower those walls towards moving forward with your idea. And so we're really backed by the government, you know, who says, hey, we want to help entrepreneurs and things like that. And we really hope that we can sort of get everyone to have a lot more feeling of power when it comes to protecting their own ideas and bringing them to life, because it's a long and hard process. And part of that is the patent process. And as many barriers as we can remove, that would be great. So
the NYDLA, we have millions of members, and many of them are students. Many of them are working in co-working spaces, incubators, etc. Many of them fit the model. What do we tell them? I mean, are we just saying, hey, get over to, you know, patentdive.com? I mean, here's your opportunity to talk to several million people. What is it that we want to tell the NYDLA community?
I would say pursue your ideas. And what I mean by that is so many people, including entrepreneurs, or, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs, have this thing in their head that they want to pursue. Go down that track. And the way that you do that is go to your 3D modeling place, go to patentdive.com, begin that process. We can help you go through that process, whether it's a design patent. We're running a pilot program for utility patents right now where we're accepting some limited customers, and you can get about probably half off of a typical utility patent application. So we just contact us about that, and we can help you out with that. But more important than all of that stuff is just get started, because it's both wonderful to imagine this future that you have, and then there's the opposite side of it, which is the fear of all the things ahead of you, and we're just trying to decrease that thing. So my advice would be just to get started. In any way that you can.
Well, I'm going to say this with love, Eric. I'm very upset, and I'm upset that I have not met you sooner.
Okay.
Because I would personally have a lot more money in the bank right now if I met you sooner. So I'm just going to leave it there. Okay.
All right, thanks.
But I'll tell you what, listen, would you be willing to come back and visit with us again maybe 6 months from now, you know, and let's see how you grew? Is that a deal?
That's a deal. I'd love to. That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, Eric, I enjoyed this immensely, and I'm already predicting this is probably going to be one of our more popular podcasts for a while. So I really appreciate your time. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this was Coffee in the Clouds. Take care.